Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that even amidst an atmosphere of global uncertainty, all experts across the world are certain about India's fast growth. Addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said that the fate on India's growth is because of its large youth population who are getting skilled at a very fast pace and leading innovations.
Global uncertainty ke beech bhi duniya ke tamam experts unke bhitar ek baat ko lekar certainty hai aur wo certainty hai Bharat ke tez growth ko lekar Bharat par is bharose ka बहुत ठोस कारण है आज का भारत आने वाले 25 साल की इस 21वीं शताब्दी के लॉन्ग टर्म विजन को ध्यान में रखते हुए एक के बाद एक कदम उठा रहा है व्यापक स्तर पर काम कर रहा है
The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chains in the Northeast region. Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw said that Assam will be the growth engine of India as the government is working on the ground for the development of this area. He said this while addressing the session on advancing semiconductor horizons in Assam for Viksit Bharat yesterday.
से पहले मात्र 2,000-2,500 करोड़ का अलॉटमेंट होता था रेलवे के लिए असम के लिए और पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए आज 10,400 करोड़ रुपए का एलोकेशन है जहां तक यथासंभव 4 लाइन 3 लाइन और 2 लाइन डबलिंग ट्रिपलिंग और क्वाड्रुपलिंग के प्रोजेक्ट्स हाथ में लेंगे जहां जहां जरूरत थे वहां पे नए लाइन्स बनाएंगे और पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट में मिला के करीब 50 गतिशक्ति यूनिट्स कार्गो टर्मिनल्स बनाएंगे जिससे कि नॉर्थ ईस्ट में कार्गो का मूवमेंट बहुत फास्ट हो
Minister Vaishnaw also announced that a state-of-the-art IT hub will be developed on the railway station land in Guwahati. The Union Minister informed that the centre has sanctioned 2 new Amrit Bharat trains, 1 train coach manufacturing unit at the BTR area and 1 train engine rebuilding unit at Lamding. The Central Board of Secondary Education CBSE has sought responses on a draft policy to conduct 2 board examinations for Class 10 from the academic session 2025-26. In the draft policy, the CBSE proposed to conduct board exams of Class 10 in 2 phases, with the first phase taking place from February to March and the second phase in May. The scheme also proposed the beginning of Class 10 and Class 12 examinations from the first Tuesday after 15th February. The CBSE has urged the stakeholders to submit the response by 9th of next month. CBSE has added that the draft policy has been developed following the 2 recommendations of the National Education Policy 2020. One of the recommendations proposed allowing students to take board exams on up to 2 occasions during any given school year, 1 main examination and 1 for improvement if desired. The ICAR Central Tuber Crops Research Institute, in collaboration with the District Administration, Wakha, Government of Nagaland and ICA Krishi Vigyan Kendra Wakha yesterday, conducted an orientation cum field visit on tuber crops in Wakha. The orientation focused on tapioca processing and scientific farming techniques, providing farmers with insights into tuber crop utilization, value addition and sustainable agricultural practices. Speaking at the program, ICA CTCRI scientists underscored the need for modern processing techniques and value chain development to maximize the benefits of tapioca cultivation. NITI Dimapur has launched the Toppers Reward Scholarship 2025 to honor and support academic excellence among the student community in Nagaland. The scholarship, which was initiated in commemoration of its 25th anniversary, will provide 100% course fee reimbursement to the top 100 students from various board examinations in the state. Under the scheme, the first 10 toppers from HSLC 2025, HSSLC 2025, Science, Commerce and Arts, Nagaland University Graduation Final Exams 2025 of all streams and CBSE Board Final Exams 2025 for students scoring above 96% will be eligible for the scholarship. This initiative is part of Lords Infotech Management Private Limited's corporate social responsibility to encourage the youth of Nagaland to strive for academic excellence and contribute to the state's progress. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.